Sa panahon ngayon, mahalagang malaman natin kung ano ang tamang uri ng pagkain na dapat nating kainin dahil malaki ang epekto nito sa ating kalusugan at nutrisyon. Tunghaya natin ang ginawang panayam ni Annalyn Violata kay Dr. Jeffrey Kohn, isang nutritionist at leader ng Nutrition at Metabolism Group ng Heart Research Institute dito sa Sydney. Ito ay tungkol sa tamang pagkakaalam sa pagkain base sa pagkakaiba ng bawat individual. Pakinggan natin ang ginawa nilang panayam.
To start with, please give us what a nutritionist's job is.
Well, as a nutritionist, we're interested in different foods and how they affect human health. It's a really important branch of medicine because so many diseases these days are caused by faulty nutrition and faulty eating habits, and cardiovascular disease is indeed just one of those diseases that is very much affected by nutrition.
How does proper nutrition really affect the cardiovascular activities?
Well, there are really two major ways that nutrition has an effect. We have to be very concerned about the amount that we eat as well as the types of food we eat, and both of those impact cardiovascular disease. So in scientific terms, we call that the qualitative and quantitative aspects of the diet, and both of them are incredibly important when it comes to cardiovascular disease. So let me just explain that. First of all, it's the amount of food we eat. I mean, one of the big problems in Australia, as well as in the whole of the Western world, is the fact that we overeat. We simply eat too much food, and that burden of food causes our bodies to have to overwork, metabolize all of that energy, and that leads to a number of diseases, particularly diabetes and heart disease. So that's the one side of the problem, the fact is that we're eating too much. But as well as that, we're eating the wrong sorts of foods. And because of the modern-day diets, we're eating too much fat, we're eating too much cholesterol, we're eating too many simple carbohydrates, and that's leading to a number of metabolic problems that causes atherosclerosis or a hardening of the arteries. So there's really those two aspects of nutrition that are causing a problem.
You mentioned the two main reasons are overeating and taking in wrong foods. What are the proper foods to be eaten by one person to be considered healthy?
Well, the first point I'd make to you, Annalyn, is that not everybody's the same. So that's the question you've asked me is a difficult one. Clearly, there's a lot of difference between the advice you would give to children versus the advice you would give to an adult. There's a lot of difference you'd give to somebody who's healthy versus somebody who's not well. An athlete would have much different nutritional advice than somebody who was sedentary. So I think the first thing one has to be very careful about is giving nutritional advice to a population as a whole. That having been said, we can make generalizations about our population, about our Western-styled lifestyle here in Australia and about our eating habits. And if one does generalize, what it means is that we're eating too much fat, too much simple carbohydrate, and we need to eat more fruit and vegetables as well as cereals. I mean, I think that's the fundamental advice when it comes to food choices.
In Australia?
Particularly in Australia. Australian children as well as children adults need to be eating more fruit and vegetables, more cereals, less refined carbohydrate.
So it's very important to consider what body composition you have.
It's very important to consider each person as an individual. You have to assess their activity levels. You have to assess whether they're underweight or overweight. You have to assess their general health. And each person should be given nutritional advice by a nutritionist based on these various factors. And quite clearly, a younger person will have a different diet to an older person. Age is a very important factor and it has to be taken into account. So any nutritionist would take into consideration these different factors.
In saying this, two of the most common diseases can be affected by nutrition, cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Let's focus on cardiovascular disease. With those persons having this kind of disease, what specific food they can have?
And in general, if you want to think about categories of food, it's the fruits and vegetables in general that are going to be very good for your cardiovascular health, particularly fruits that are coloured. As a rule of thumb, those fruits that are most colourful are those that have the most flavonoids in them or the most antioxidants. And these are the molecules and compounds that are most beneficial when it comes to cardiovascular health. So more often than not, it's the brightly coloured fruits and vegetables that are going to be good for you. But that's not to say that the other fruits and vegetables aren't good. In general, we're eating way too much processed food, way too much food that comes out of a can or a packet, often that contains a lot of salt, which isn't good for us. And it would be far better if we were eating natural foods.
So it's like saying that we should be really careful with what we eat.
Oh, we should definitely be careful. Unfortunately, we all live very rushed and hurried lives, and we don't have a lot of time to worry about meals or foods, and we want to be satisfied as quickly as possible. So, of course, we go into the supermarket and we will pick up ready-made foods. Often they're colourfully packaged, and often they're the types of foods and meals that are the least good for us. They're often got colourings in them, they often have flavourings in them, often very high salt and sugar contents, and to make them palatable often enough, they're very fatty as well. All things that are not going to be good for our cardiovascular health.
You're with the Heart Research Institute. Is there any current or recent studies that the Institute is conducting about care of the heart or any diseases of the heart?
Yes, the Heart Research Institute is a group of about 9 active research groups, and I'm the leader of the Nutrition and Metabolism group, so we have a specific interest in nutrition. We've been researching for a number of years now different compounds, natural compounds, that might be able to have beneficial effects on plasma lipid levels, on liver lipid levels, and on other factors that would be of general good cardiovascular health. So we have a nutraceutical research group, and we've been very interested in looking at omega-3 fatty acids and their effects on the liver particularly and on plasma liver lipid levels. We're also interested in dietary phospholipids. So these are compounds, naturally occurring compounds. They're not drugs, but they have drug-like effects. And we've been looking at the possibility of developing them as nutraceuticals or biopharmaceuticals that are very similar to the sort of compounds that are commonly available in many of the health food stores. But we're looking at new compounds, new food components with new effects.
Yeah, and hopefully we can have another chat about that.
That would be good.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you
Thanks
so much.
Everything.
7 billion stories and counting.
SBS Radio.